This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. The number 7-5radio.org. We are red hot rolling this 7th of September 2024. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing pretty good, my friend. Doing pretty good. I was trying to practice different accents from different parts of the country, but I can't do them as good as the chameleon. So I give up.
Right, we'll talk about that in a minute. Why did you get endorsement from the United Auto Workers too?
No. I just don't like to say that YALL word. That just don't fit with a Brooklyn accent, you know?
Right. But anyways, Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing great. Thanks again. Happy being on.
Thank you, sir. And also, folks, if you get a chance, check out the Dirt Road podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and wherever we get your podcasting services. Anyways, let's start off with first order of business. As always, we remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, remember, Police Officer Zane Coolidge of the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, end of watch, September 6, 2024. His killer is in custody. Our first story tonight has to deal with our favorite subject, social media, or this thing we do call media, concerning conservatives. Supposedly, the Russian Federation set up a dummy corporation and provided money to conservative and moderate influences such as Benny Johnson and Tim Pool to try to disrupt the presidential election. You know, I'm not sure how it's going to disrupt the presidential election because they weren't told what to say per se, and they just did their show and got a lot of money for it. But anyways, to remain open and honest, I have to say 7-5 Radio has not accepted any money from Russia, the tenant company that the dummy corporation set up by Russia, or any other foreign government. But we are willing to do so because yours truly needs a new pair of shoes and not a sequin G-string, Mike. But for those who think they can influence or control what we say, like the character Marco in the movie Taken, good luck, because we are one show that says what's on our mind. We mean what we say what we mean. Our show has no filter, even though sometimes it should. We are a free and open, honest form of ideas, opinions, and insults. We actually read our hate mail on the air. And if you have hate mail, love mail, just hit us up at info@75radio. We have three rules on the show: no cursing, no slander, and don't suck. The first real rule is constantly being broken, usually by one Charlie LaDuff. But with that being said, I want to offer Tenet some of our hits on 7-5 Radio through the past year and a half. These are things that we said on the air that should intrigue Tenet, Russia Today, or any other foreign entity that wants to hire us. For example, Charlie Duff asked Danielle Rodriguez if she's ever seen the movie Blow on her premiere. We just brought her on, and he's asking her about the movie Blow. Next, Walter accuses yours truly of painting his nipples green, which Danielle verified. Next, Mike Rickbrandt claimed that Governor Tim Walz drinks horse semen. Walter accuses yours truly of cruising nursing homes looking for women. Walter also claimed that Fannie Willis went to Brooklyn for one of Nathan's famous, and we're not talking hot dogs. Walter also said that trans men want to be women, and they should stick tampons and diaphragms, quote, up their ass, unquote. Mike Rake Brandt asked congressional candidate Shannon Stevens how to file an injunction against one Scoop Stanton to prevent him from wearing a bedazzled G-string at a pool party. Scoop tells guest Bree Crenshaw that he's black from the waist down. Next, when guest Tuan Love asks Scoops about his self-love, Walter replies, three times a day. Also, yours truly talks about doing the show while he is naked, and nobody, and I mean nobody, for whatever reason, wanted to verify that claim. But I'll just leave it at that. And then on the show's intro, James Edwards says that yours truly was featured on To Catch a Predator. During her CPAC show, Scoop Stanton stated that he's in a hotel room with two ladies for the political cesspool After Dark. Also, during the CPAC show, I mentioned that I was worried that a new female fan would be swiping to the left to see pictures that may not be suitable for all members of the family. And during one of the new bumpers, James Edwards claims that yours truly was staring at Danella's Instagram account. So, anyways, that's our brand of entertainment. We're open for business. Just make out the check to Scoop Stanton. Well, your take on Tenet and the possibility of them hiring us with that great mention of Hits?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you're on the fence with stuff, and sometimes you know I'm not. With this, I'm on the fence. I wouldn't really be sure how to handle anything like that. My experience is just, you know, I'm so sheltered during my life, you know, my lifetime. I just wouldn't have a lot of experience on swaying one way or the other. I'd probably need, you know, my attorney giving me advice on such a thing. I suspect anybody should have an attorney when they talk about Tenet, and it's quite controversial. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what Mike has to say about.
Mike, take it away. What's your thoughts about a group like Tenet coming up to, say, 7-5 Radio and hiring us to just do our show and just pay a lot of money?
I think what Walt says is kind of accurate, and that's why you want to have kind of an attorney draw up a contract in some sense. But if they're not affecting the overall outcome of what you're talking about, so if they're not dictating the narrative at all, and they're just a sponsor because they want to sponsor and they want that advertising for themselves, I don't see anything wrong with it. If they're sponsoring a show because they feel like that show is putting out the right messaging and they agree with the messaging, I don't think as long as it doesn't affect the narrative of the show, I don't think it really is a big deal. I think where that becomes a problem is when you have, you know, sponsors who try to dictate what that message is going to be. That's where I think you cross into a boundary, or you cross into like maybe the illegal or even just the immoral or unethical, you know. But Benny Johnson, I mean, Tim Pool, their content is pretty consistent, and they really haven't changed much at all since they started. And they've stayed pretty much on target with what everything they're saying. So I don't know that it necessarily is a real story there as far as that's concerned. I think this is the Russia collusion hoax 3 or 4 or 27.0, where they're trying to make some kind of case against Trump, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it. I think it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and I don't think it's really much of a major issue. As far as them sponsoring 7-5 Radio, I'm all for it. You know, we're not going to change what we're saying. We're still going to talk about Tim Walz being a horse human guzzling dirtbag. And we're definitely going to talk about the fact that Pete has a bedazzled thong that he likes to wear everywhere while he paints his nipples green. So
nice. Anyways, but, you know, people talk about Russia collusion, but is it really Russia collusion? Because all they're doing is like sponsoring these guys to put out content. Or is it just a way for Russia just to disrupt the political process?
I mean, there could be a way to disrupt the political process. They want the Russia definitely benefits from the partisanship, right? They want to see, you know, the division in America, and, you know, it helps them to kind of keep the focus off of them and what they're doing. But, you know, realistically, is it going to affect the mainstream much? I don't really think so. I think you have those people who are going to be on the right, those people who are going to be on the left, and probably the majority of people are somewhere in the middle. But I don't think you're really affecting that narrative much. I mean, it's maybe a little disruptive, but I don't think it's really
you know, what the media likes to make it out to be, this big boogeyman that's going to come out and destroy everything. You know, I don't see that happening. I think the race stuff does much more of that than anything else.
Right. Well, my personal opinion is that Russ is just doing it just to be ball busters, like we, you know, talk about everybody else the same way. But I don't foresee Russia getting any deeper in the election. Anyways, we come back, we'll talk about Kamala Harris, her change of voice. Also, Trump visits Arlington Cemetery. And James O'Keefe fumbles the ball. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Last week, Vice President Harris spoke to the members of the United Auto Workers in Detroit, and critics of her speech, since Harris is speaking in a black accent. And, I mean, it's like she went from being this educated black woman to speaking, almost speaking jive. It was embarrassing. But anyways, here's something that everybody misses. Why is the United Auto Workers endorsing Harris? Because Biden and Harris has done absolutely nothing for the automobile industry. Dodge closed a plant in Illinois, and they are laying off 1,600 more workers in Detroit. This administration has been killing the car industry by pushing electric cars and this Green New Deal that nobody wants. And nobody's buying these cars. And once you buy like a $60,000 Tesla, after a year, it's down to, you can sell it for, or trade in for $20,000. Anyways, when Trump made his famous bloodbath remark, he was talking about saving the automobile industry. Not killing it, not, you know, not blooding the streets. He's talking about the bloodbath that is going to be the automobile industry. But remember, folks, Donald Trump brought back manufacturing jobs even before he became president. So turn it over to Mike. What say you about the accent and or the auto union endorsing Kamala Harris?
The accent's not new, right? That's been – Hillary did it. This one's doing it. It's just a symptom of a larger problem with the pandering and the trying to be something you're not and pandering to whatever voting base you're speaking to at the time. And it's theatrics and performance. You know, it's stupid and ridiculous. It shows you exactly who the person is. They're not real. And as far as the auto industry, you know, unions have been consistently voting against their own interests for a long time. And it's all due to the politics of those union heads wanting to be, you know, close to whatever administration they think is going to win. And that, I think, works against the American worker more than anything else right now. I think unions are a good thing. They help kind of keep a balance in things. But when they start voting against their own interests by endorsing someone like this, you know, maniac, you're working against your own interests at that point. You've kind of lost sight of what you're there to do. And it's just, we've seen that for a long time now, you know, where they're doing this kind of stuff. And it just goes backwards. That's all it does. The auto industry was gutted by the Green New Deal, and yet they're going to endorse the people who actually put the Green New Deal into play. It boggles the mind. It's just so backwards.
Right. Walt, what say you about the fake accent in UAW?
Well, you know, the fake accent, she's just trying to cover all corners of our country, which she doesn't do very well. People see right through it. You know, people laugh at it. You know, not laughing with her. They've always laughed at her, and we will continually laugh at her, you know, to whatever she does. As far as the UAW goes, you know, it's a big, big industry, a huge industry. Just because you have a couple of rich asshats in charge, and they say, let's back. Kamala, it doesn't mean everybody in the UAW is going to vote for her, you know. So they could back her all they want, probably because of the promises she's made to them that will start day one, you know, the day one statement. Everything's going to be fixed on day one. they have to endorse somebody. Probably they'll get a really good tax deduction, you know, in 2026, and, you know, a tax write-off. And on top of that, as far as the Green New Deal goes, you know, now she's saying that she's against the, having the electric cars all, you know, mandatory by what, 2035, 2050, whatever the heck it is. Whoever's in charge of the UAW, the powers that be, not going to be around. So they're not going to care. They're making money hand over fist. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. They just happen to back this idiot. But again, the men and women in the union, you know, they're all not going to vote for her. They're all not going to vote for her. So even though she, you know, like the police departments all around the country, backing Trump, they're all going to vote for him. You know, they're all going to vote for him. You know, except maybe Eric Adams and his crew. But with backing Kamala, it was popular a few days ago to back Kamala, but it's not popular anymore. I think they cut their nose off to spite their own bumpers.
Right. But anyways, Mike, one of your points about unions not representing the membership, you're 100% correct. And one of the unions I have the biggest beef with is the International Firefighters Association, not to be confused with the UFA. But the IFFA, all they do is endorse nobody but Democrats. And Mike, you and I both know that these men and women of the fire departments, they're Rock Ridge conservatives all the way, but they got their stupid union going out with signs and t-shirts saying firefighters for Biden, firefighters for Harris, firefighters for, you know, Eric Adams or whatever idiot Democrat is running. But it should be, instead of firefighters for these people, it should be employees of the union for these people, not firefighters. But anyways, Walt, you mentioned about self-serving unions. You're absolutely correct, because one of the unions that I'm associated with or I work with in my other job, they keep voting themselves a pay raise up front. And then as the newer members come in that haven't been hired yet, they get less and less benefits. Before, you had a fully vested pension. Now you got to contribute to your pension. Then when you retire, you don't use health benefits. All the stuff that they just put that the union vote for, because it helps them up front and screws them down the road. But anyways, And in terms of accents, if what's funny is Donald Trump has always been consistent, because whenever he does it, he's supposed to do an impersonation of anybody, it's always in his own voice. He has, he just is still funny as hell. But anyways, we'll you know, it's a mess, and you know, UAW is going to get what they deserve. I mean, how many thousands of jobs for the auto industry went down to Mexico? Good going, guys. Anywho, moving right along, our next story is about Donald Trump. He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. Donald Trump was blasted for visiting Arlington Cemetery on August 26th, 3 years after the debacle at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. He was blasted for making a big political to-do, but Donald Trump was also criticized by Atlantic Magazine years ago for not visiting a military cemetery. Back in 2018, he was in France for a celebration of D-Day, and supposedly it's when the losers and suckers comment came out, but it was not verified by nobody. But he was criticized for not visiting the fallen in France. And the story eventually came out a couple years later when John Bolton wrote a book saying that, hey, he didn't go to the cemetery because of the weather conditions. And Donald Trump was mad because he could not pay his respects to the fallen. So Donald Trump is criticized for not paying his respects, yet is also criticized by the same people for paying his respects for fallen soldiers. But anyways, what's really funny is that Donald Trump was invited to Arlington Cemetery. The families of these soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines that we lost on the 26th of August, they invited Donald Trump to the cemetery for a ceremony. And they actually had to come out and make a video saying, yeah, we invited him. Because if Donald Trump said, yeah, I was invited, nobody would believe him. But meanwhile, you had Joe Biden. He was there a couple days after the calamity in Afghanistan. He was too busy checking his watch, falling asleep, just couldn't give a rat's ass. Mike, what say you about Donald Trump, damned if he does, damned if he doesn't?
It comes back to the same media narrative that we've been seeing on everything. You know, no matter what he does, they're going to make him out to be wrong. You know, you're right. Biden and Harris were not there, nor would they probably be welcome there because these families, because they were directly responsible for those deaths with their bumbling, ridiculous withdrawal. You know, it's you know, the hoax that they perpetrated in the Atlantic back on the other side of things a few years ago with the whole, you know, Normandy Beach thing, the Normandy Cemetery. This whole thing is reminiscent of that. It's the same stupid narrative nonsense that they keep pushing to try and make this thing look like something it's not. I think everybody's aware of it. Everybody understands what it is, and it's completely ridiculous. And then you have McCain's family trying to blast Trump for this whole thing. Oh, he's using it as an advertisement. McCain actually filmed an ad in Arlington for one of his campaigns, and these are the people. Like, come on, just stop. It's just so stupid. They're so ridiculous. They've lost control of everything. The narrative is gone. Everything is gone, and they're just trying desperately to hold on to it. It's just more of the same desperate nonsense by a complicit media.
Right. Well, anything to add?
Yeah. You know, this is high school, you know, high school for this party, Democratic Party. You know, Kamala's trying to be the, you know, the head cheerleader or the cheerleader that gives the best cheers. And she treats this election like it's they're voting for senior class president. It's just ridiculous. They're upset because Donald Trump went to the wedding and they weren't invited, so they're going to badmouth everybody that went to the wedding, even though they feel they should have been at the wedding. Yeah, it's just so stupid. I wasn't invited to the party, so bad Trump. Bad Trump.
Right. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about anti-violence advocate shot by cops. Stay tuned, everybody.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity, golf.
bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
In Ukraine, a time of mourning.
Funeral services have been held in eastern Ukraine for the victims of one of the deadliest Russian airstrikes since the invasion began. As grieving families and local residents mourned, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to boost domestic weapons production by creating underground facilities to withstand Russian missile and drone strikes. He also renewed calls for the lifting of restrictions on using Western-supplied weapons against Russian territory, noting that Ukraine is also developing its own missiles to put pressure on Russia. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania say they're committed to completing a financially troubled and badly delayed high-speed rail project integrating the three Baltic countries with the continental European rail network. The original project was launched in 2014 with financing primarily from the European Union. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A sluggish jobs report raising questions about what the Fed will do with interest rates later this month.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Hi, up in Juwanee, Washington.
Still learning of the details this afternoon and evening of that shooting on Interstate 75 just south of Lexington, Kentucky. Officials say the situation apparently involved an active shooter. The interstate is shut down in both directions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Calling all patriots, faith-based leaders, sheriffs, and elected officials. It's time to stand up for our Constitution and protect our God-given rights. Join us at the Foundation for Freedom Conference at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel on September 6th and 7th. Hear from national speakers who've successfully fought against unconstitutional government overreach. Be inspired by constitutional attorneys, sheriffs, and more. Foundationforfreedom.us to register now. God bless America. See you in Orlando.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. This story is called Anti-Violence Advocate Shot by Police. Last Sunday, at about 5:30 in the a.m., a driver of an automobile had a collision with a McDonald's that was stationary in Southeast Washington, D.C. The driver was found unconscious with a pistol sitting in his lap. The police arrived, and when they woke up the driver, whose name was Justin Robertson, he was making a move for his weapon. Police told him to drop the weapon, and one officer apparently stuck his service weapon in the car. It's stupid. For whatever reason, this anti-violence advocate grabbed the pistol or attempted to grab the pistol and was shot and died as a result of his injuries. This person, his name is Justin Robinson, 26 years old. He worked for a group called Cure the Streets, a violence interruption program set up and operated by the District of Columbia Office of the Attorney General. Talk about chutzpah. So anyways, this guy has a collision with a building. For whatever reason, he has a weapon in his possession. And in D.C., unless you're licensed properly, you're not allowed to have a weapon. On top of that, Mr. Robinson did have a felony conviction. So anyways, just like on the first 48, one of his family members told the media he was getting his life together, doing great. Doing good. He also went around the neighborhood to help children, trying to better them, teaching them, taking them on jobs to get them off the streets. But for whatever reason, Justin decided to drive around with a semi-automatic pistol in his waistband. So then on top of that, the past couple of days, they had protests in Southeast Washington, D.C., for this guy. I guess they didn't like the fact that cops aren't allowed to defend themselves, but anyways, it's, you know, it's typical Washington, D.C. anti-violence advocate would drive around hitting buildings with the gun in his lap. Well, what say you about this anti-violence advocate drive around with a weapon?
Well, first of all, it's Washington, D.C. I think everybody should carry a weapon. I don't care who you are. You know, when the judge sentenced me in 1989, you know, she didn't include you can't have a gun, you can't vote, you can't do it. You know, it's not having a weapon, it goes against our Constitution. You can make rules and policies and all that. All right. He wasn't using it in a flagrant way. If his family is saying what's true about this guy, he should have been a lot more careful about his daily activities, you know, not bouncing off of buildings and stuff. As far as having a gun and it's in your lap, and I get a lot of disagreement from this all over. Cop doesn't know that you can't carry a gun. You know, he could ask, but if you're not using the gun in a matter that's, you know, determined to be threatening or in an illegal way, he can't just assume it's a bad gun or you're a bad guy. So, you know, I'm on the fence with this. We talked the other day. I read the story on this. And again, you know, don't have all the facts. All I could say is my opinion about gun carry. You know, this particular case, it's a tough one to call. Unlike, you know, the shooting in Georgia the other day, and then there was another shooting yesterday in Baltimore. So, you know, that's illegal use of a handgun. But, you know, if he had it for his own protection, and he shouldn't have had it because he was a convicted felon, again, he wasn't using it in a matter of threatening or anything like that. That's just my opinion. That's how I'm going to roll on this.
Right. But, well, do you think an anti-violence advocate should be a possession of a firearm?
Sure, because you don't know what kind of situation you're going to get into. If you're helping people out in a domestic situation, You know, you don't know who's going to come out at you and use their firearm against you in an illegal manner. So, I don't know. I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather be tried by 12 and carried by 6, and go ahead and carry that gun and get arrested for that gun, as long as I save my life or my loved one's life. And as a convicted felon, you want to put me in jail for protecting my family with a gun? Well, go right freaking ahead. So, you know, there's some people that shouldn't have a gun and some people that should be allowed to have a gun. And again, if I have one and it's illegal, of course it's going to be illegal, but I save a family from getting shot up or stabbed up or murdered in some form or fashion, and some district attorney somewhere decides to put me in jail because of my background, so be it. So be it.
Okay. Mike, what say you?
I mean, first off, the circumstances of the shoot sound like, you know, it sounds like a legitimate shoot, like a justified shoot. The guy's sitting there, he crashes his car into a building. He's passed out with a gun in his lap. I mean, that's kind of a bad circumstance to begin with. But when you're being given direct, clear orders and you're not responding and you reach for that gun, you get shot, that's on you. You made bad choices and you got bad results. That's, you know, to me, a pretty clear-cut shoot. But I do agree with Walt, though, that, you know, people should be able to carry guns for protection. There's some people we don't want to, like, severely mentally ill people should not be carrying guns around. But that being said, I do think the constitutional right should supersede a lot of things that we have, these policies that we have where people are not allowed to carry guns. You know, if you can demonstrate that you're, you know, obviously a reasonable person, maybe you had some past history, but you're not a terrible person, you reformed your life or whatever, and you want to carry a gun, you should be able to carry a gun. I don't think it's that, you know, it should be taken away from people like that. But as far as the shoot itself is concerned, sounds like a good shoot. The protests, I mean, that's just, you know, that's more of the same we've seen over the last, what, probably, you know, 14, 15 years, right? I mean, really since about 2008, that's been like the narrative constantly, you know? How many different so-called martyrs have we had since then, you know, with these kinds of things? It's just gotten old, I think. And the reason it's not really hitting the mainstream yet is because, again, people are probably just exhausted by the nonsense already.
Right. But anyways, one final note about this incident. The family of the departed, they told the District of Columbia government this, that they do not want the body cam footage released because it's a law for like an incident involving police, something like this, that within 5 days, the body cam footage must be released to the public. So the family went to the city government and said, listen, we do not want this this footage released. I don't know if it's because make this guy look like you know, a dirtbag or what. But anyways, it's very interesting because people are protesting in Southeast, which is the hood. It's their District 7 is like D.C.'s version of the 7-5. But people are protesting, and the family says, "No, it's okay. We don't want it released." So, anyways, moving right along. Speaking of Washington D.C., James O'Keefe fumbled this story. As much as we love James O'Keefe and mention him all the time, he posts his videos on our website. He fumbled because he went after the vice president of content for the Washington Redskins, and this person said that the players are a bunch of Neanderthals, they're dummies, they're like F God, they're very homophobic, talks trash about the people who attend the games, call them high school alcoholics. Well, sir, I am a community college graduate. and to me, it's like, who cares? Who doesn't talk trash about their coworkers, the customers, the people they work for, management, the organization, you know, everybody talks trash. And the thing about the NFL and the Washington Redskins or Commanders or whatever the name of the week is, it's a private entity. If they went out of business tomorrow, nobody would care. There'd be very little impact. Our life would go on. I mean, the NFL is not a government agency, an NGO. It's not big tech, big pharma, big agriculture, or lobbying group. Or a foreign entity. So my thing is, like, who cares, you know? But of course the guy was fired, but if you watch the video, he is woke. But you know what they say, once you go woke, you go broke. Mike, what say you about this not so shocking evidence that James O'Keefe gave us?
is it a slow news week? Like, I don't see the relevance of this, you know? There's so much legitimate work to be done, government corruption and so many other things that he could be focused on, and this is what we come back with? Like, I just don't see the relevance of this at all. I feel like it's just wasted effort. Like, this guy's a clown, but really, who cares?
Right. Are you going to still watch professional football?
I don't really watch much anyway, to begin with, to be honest with you, so it probably won't make a difference for me either way.
Right. Anyways,
we
come back.
I don't see how it would make a difference
to anyone. Right. As we come back, Kamala Harris gets a rousing endorsement and a movie review. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Living News Radio Network.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Patriots, faith leaders, sheriffs, this is your call to action. The Foundation for Freedom Conference is coming to Orlando September 6th and 7th at the Rosenshingle Creek Hotel. Learn how counties across America are pushing back against government overreach and protecting constitutional rights. Featuring top constitutional attorneys and sheriffs who stood firm during the COVID crisis. Visit foundationforfreedom.us and register today. Together, we can restore our nation. God bless America.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. While you people were listening to those very awesome commercials about the people who sponsor this awesome show, I was doing what I do best, looking at the Instagram account of one Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danella.fitnessmodel. Anyways, the election just made another left turn. Kamala Harris got one of the biggest endorsements in the history of mankind. Vice President Dick Cheney endorsed Kamala Harris for president. Cheney said there's no greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. This is from a guy who started two wars and shot another man in the face. I mean, this is like, who gives a crap? Dick Cheney hasn't been around. He left office in 2008. Just been, he's just a swamp creature. So, good on you, Kamala, for getting a Vice President Cheney for endorsement. Well, what say you about this awesome endorsement for Kamala Harris?
Well, first of all, you know, George W. took him on as a favor to his father, even though we knew he would never, you know, become president after the latest Bush administration. His daughter is probably bossing him around, possibly charges of elder abuse, because she's a pretty tough chick from what I. Physically, you know, she's not very attractive. but she you know, physically she's pretty tough. So I think that's just a bunch of whatever. Mike Pence is can you know, people that have been made famous by famous people, to me, have no say in anything else, because they're just, they had their 15 minutes of fame. Now they want a few more minutes before they die. So I don't care if you know, he can vote who he wants to vote for. He's voting for a zero. He's doing it as a favor to his daughter, and that's it. And you know, his daughter's a moron. So yeah, I don't care.
All right, Mike, what say you about this ring endorsement for Kamala Harris? Do you think the polls went up in Harris's favor?
Only if the denizens of hell are voting. No, I think Cheney's a war criminal and probably one of the most corrupt people in our government. He's exactly what's wrong with our government, what's been wrong with our government for decades now. Him, his daughter, and everybody else associated with that graft. You know, I don't think Kamala has a prayer of winning this thing at all, and I don't think Cheney's endorsement's going to help her at all in any way, shape, or form. Maybe the establishment class will be happy to hear it, but they live in the echo chamber of their own corruption, so that's not going to make a big ring endorsement for anybody. The guy's a non-entity. He should just crawl off somewhere and hope that you know, the other side is a little more forgiving than we are, honestly.
Right. Maybe he can hang out with Governor Walz.
Yeah, they could drink some horse come together.
If anything, Trump's numbers probably went up even more because, I mean, Cheney's another one of these, like, lifelong swamp creatures. His daughter, you know, born and raised in the swamp. She graduated from McLean High School in that whatever town Dick Cheney claims he was from in Wyoming. And then the daughter, you know, she was a congressperson from Wyoming, not Fairfax County, Virginia, because I guess the people in Wyoming say, oh, look, it's you know, it's a vice president's daughter, so we'll vote for her. You know, like a real Wyoming citizen. Anyways, so, you know, good luck with that, Dick. You know, you were a piece of work. So, anywho.
I agree. There's too many dicks in politics, and he's one of them.
Right.
100%.
Are we talking Richards or something completely different, or both?
Hey, you take it for what it's worth.
Oh boy, I'll stop by on my head because I mean I'm trying to get this $100,000 check from Tenet Media. So anyway,
they'd probably pay $200,000 if we actually said it.
Right, or $300,000 if I do the show in my never mind, my was it Bedazzled Man Thong or something?
That's the one.
All right, well, guess what? We're not getting any money for that. Moving right along,
you don't go live on television doing that because you'll get caught, just like Tubman got caught.
I think it was
a
Zoom call.
Do it and see if they'll pay you to stop. That might be a way to go.
There you go. We would raise more money than the Jerry Lewis telethon on Labor Day. So, all right, moving right along. Final story is a movie review. I came across this movie on Netflix called Old Dads. It stars, was directed and written by Bill Burr, somebody who I have issues with because last year, 2 years ago, at the Comedy Cellar for a fundraiser for the Patrice O'Neill, Anthony DeCumia came in, and Bill Burr told him to go pound sand. Even though Cumia and his partner, Greg Hughes, gave Burr a career, but that's another time. But anyways, I was watching this movie. It's about a 40-something angry, foul-mouthed man who comes as a father. I was like, oh, this is like my life story. So anyways, this movie is a must-watch because it absolutely destroys wokeness and shows how wokeness and liberal ideology ruins everything. In the movie, you see people get their careers ruined. People lose money. People are mad at each other. People hate each other. And people get in trouble for just simply being themselves. There's one scene where you got four guys in a car on a road trip talking about Caitlyn Jenner. And it's actually just, you know, something like the three of us would talk about. And the characters in the movie lose their jobs because of that conversation. And It also shows how far American men have fallen between just from Generation X to millennials. Because millennials, men, have no masculinity, no backbone, no thick skin, no guts, and no balls. I mean, think about it. 60 years ago, you had teenagers killing Nazis and Japanese soldiers. And now when they're called a bad word, they need a safe space. Anyways, but it's a must-watch movie. I mean, it's a feel-good movie because you got this angry, foul-mouthed father trying to keep it together. Well, any words on the – have you seen this movie or know about this movie?
I've known about it. I haven't watched it. I haven't seen it, but maybe I'll take a look at it.
You
seem to have enjoyed it. I want to see what kind of freaky stuff you watch, so I'll take a look at it.
freaky. Yeah, I watch stuff like Jaws and the French Connection. Mike, did you get a chance to watch this movie? Since you're also a older father.
I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet, but I'm actually going to sit down tomorrow and watch this movie so I can see what you're talking about. It sounds actually interesting, so I want to see what they do.
Right, and it shocked the hell out of me because, again, I got the feeling Burr was like kind of a woke because, I mean, he's got a black wife, and then he was mad at Anthony Cumia for allegedly.
You don't have to tell us. Stop telling us the storyline. We'll watch it.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about Burr, not the movie.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the movie. I'd be
No. I'm saying I thought Bill Burr was woke because in real life his wife is black, and fans of Cumia was saying talking trash to Burr about his wife, not Cumia. The thing about Cumia is that they don't talk about the wives or the kids, just the individual person, and just like us, they talk trash about everybody. So, anyways, it's definitely a must-watch movie. Anywho, anybody have anything for the next 30 seconds before we get cut off by the doors?
No, not a damn thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
I do. Check us out, me and Rick, on the at the Dirt Road Pod on YouTube, Rumble, anyway, podcasts. We're going to have these two crazy guys on with us here very soon. And it's actually growing pretty quickly and growing pretty well.
What do you have, about 5 viewers?
I think we're up to about like 29 or 30 now, something like that. We have hundreds of views on some of the videos now. It's starting to go pretty well.
Yeah, it's more and more listens to us every week.
Well, I think we got about 5 or 10 listeners. It's like the time while me, you, and Mikey Guerin, they lost the feed for whatever reason, and we didn't know. And then when they said, "Yeah, we lost the feed," we still did the show. And I signed us off. I was all proud. And Mikey said, "Yep, we've got the same amount of people listening now as we would if we were on the air."
That's great.
But one thing I did notice is that our numbers on YouTube keep going up and up and up. I don't know if it's because of this awesome content or the lovely lady on the I just started playing YouTube. The gorgeous spokesmodel we have on the YouTube channel. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew and Mike Raycrant, this is Peter Scoop Stan. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.